Now, the second case, called MidCon Freight Systems against the Michigan Public Service Commission, is more complicated. It concerns a different $100 fee per truck. Michigan imposes that $100 fee on trucks that have Michigan license plates, but those which are operating entirely in interstate commerce across state lines. There's a federal statute that says when, quote, a state registration requirement, end quote, imposes a fee that's really more than a few dollars, it is unlawful. Now, does that federal statute preempt, forbid, Michigan's $100 fee? Well, that depends. Is the state fee what the statute is about? Is it a, quote, state registration requirement within the meaning of the statute? We conclude that it is not. That isn't the kind of thing that this statute is talking about. We examine the statutes, the federal statutes, language, context, history, and what it tells us is that this statute is about, it's somewhat interesting, what used to be called the bingo card system. If you've seen a truck, they used to have these things in the front that looked like bingo cards with the names or abbreviations for different states, and what they'd put there was a decal which they'd get from each state, which would give them the decal provided the truck showed that it had complied with certain federal requirements, like in a sense that they had a federal permit. You did that, you proved that to the state, and then the state gave you a little decal, you put it on the bingo card, and then you could travel through the state. Well, Congress decided that was all too complicated. And so it said, we are going to have a new system, and it created this statute, which creates a new system. And now with your interstate truck, you go to one state, and they get you all the decals at one, in a sense, at one go. All right, that's what the statute's about. Now, is this Michigan requirement about that? No. We go through it, and we think the Michigan requirement really has nothing to do with that, or not much to do with it, and therefore it falls outside the words state requirement within the statute, and therefore maybe there's some other thing that prohibits Michigan from having this, but it isn't this statute. Now, we go through this in the opinion in some detail. It is a close question, but we end up affirming the similar determination of the Michigan court that this statute doesn't prohibit that Michigan fee. Justice Kennedy has filed a dissenting opinion in which the Chief Justice and Justice O'Connor join.